Summing up. Gene transfer. Genes can be transferred from one site to another on the same chromosome, or to different chromosomes, even belonging to different cells. The transfer of genes between bacteria occurs through transformation, transduction, and conjugation. In conjugation, some genes pass from one cell to another, carried by plasmids. Plasmids. A plasmid is a double-stranded, non-chromosomal molecule of DNA. There are five main categories of plasmid, including the F factor plasmid and the R factor plasmid. Bacterial cells containing the F factor plasmid are denoted F+. When this plasmid has been integrated into the host cell's chromosome, the cell is called HFR. The R factor plasmid confers drug resistance. This resistance is often due to the synthesis of enzymes, which destroy the drug or trigger a series of new enzymatic reactions, which reduce the drug's effects. Viruses and retroviruses. A virus is essentially made up of a molecule of nucleic acid enclosed in a protein coat, or capsid. Some viruses also have an external lipoprotein envelope. Viruses do not contain cytoplasm or metabolic machinery and can only reproduce inside a living cell. The virus's nucleic acid, or viral chromosome, may be made of DNA or RNA, depending on the type of virus. In addition to plasmids, viruses can also act as vectors and transport pieces of DNA from one cell to another. This process is called transduction. Transduction may either be generalized or specialized. Viruses that can infect bacteria, the bacteriophages or phages, are termed temperate if their nucleic acid is integrated into the host chromosome and duplicated with it. Lysogenic cycle. These phages are known as prophages, and the bacteria that host them are called lysogenic bacteria. If, on the other hand, the virus's viral nucleic acid integrates into the chromosome of a eukaryotic cell, it is called a provirus. Some special eukaryote viruses are RNA retroviruses. The integration of a RNA virus into a DNA chromosome is made possible by the action of an enzyme called reverse transcriptase.